Okay, let's move on. We're going to talk now about adjuvant therapy of ER-positive, HER2-negative disease, and particularly genomic markers in that setting. So, Patricia, let's hear about your 59-year-old lady.
This was a woman who was an admissions counselor, who was an admissions counselor at one of the private high schools in our area, and she's 59 years old. She presented with an abnormal mammogram with a new irregular upper outer quadrant mass. By ultrasound, it measured 6 by 10 by 5 millimeters. She went on for biopsy and had an invasive ductal cancer, high grade, no lymphovascular invasion, ER strongly positive at 8 out of 8, PR negative at 0 out of 8, and HER2 was negative. Then proceeded with lumpectomy and sentinel node dissection, had a 12 millimeter invasive ductal cancer, intermediate to high grade on the final specimen, one negative sentinel lymph node, and then went on to get an oncotype.
Hold on, before we get to that, let's just pause for a second and say, at that point, what were you thinking? Can you tell us a little bit about the patient and her thoughts about adjuvant therapy, particularly adjuvant chemo?
Well, I actually saw her as a second opinion after the oncotype was done, because the first doctor had recommended chemotherapy when the oncotype result came back. And she was not thrilled with the idea of chemotherapy. And I have a small tumor. I had a negative node. Why do I need chemotherapy?
So then, just to clarify, though, she had a recurrence score of 32.
Yes, she had a recurrence score of 32 that came back.
And so that even though she had a small node-negative tumor, the first doc had suggested chemotherapy, she was coming to you for a second opinion.
Based on the oncotype. And I think routinely in our setting, I mean, most tumors over 1 centimeter, and if they're ER positive, PR negative, we'll get an oncotype. I mean, I think there's some smaller tumors that are strongly ER-PR positive where we won't routinely do oncotype. But for anyone that has discordant results, we tend to do the oncotype.
And before we hear about what actually happened once she was treated, what treatment did you recommend and why?
I think, again, I'm still kind of maybe more East Coast-based. I still think that using an anthracycline, and I recommended the ACT. I mean, she's 59, but she's relatively young still. Now that I'm over 60, I think that anybody, you know, that threshold is going up and up. But this still has a higher risk associated with it of having a systemic recurrence. And, you know, do we draw the line at whether you're node negative or node positive, or whether if the risk level is equivalent to somebody who's node positive? And I think it's blurred. And so I think you could have gone, and when we spoke, I talked to you, know, that we could have done TC, we could have done AC alone, or we could do the ACT and treat her as if she were more of a node positive given the higher oncotype. And so after we talked about it, she agreed to the ACT.